The third drug is fedratinib. That had been shown several years ago to be superior to placebo for control of splenomegaly and symptoms in patients with MF, as well as beneficial in the second line setting, and I was involved with both of those studies. That agent, really on the eve of becoming approved, it was identified that about 8 out of 900 patients had had a neurologic toxicity that was suspected to be Wernicke's encephalopathy. The drug was put on a clinical hold, and it was shelved by the company that had the drug at that time. That neurologic toxicity was looked at in depth by myself and other investigators and found to be likely only 1 out of 8 likely had Wernicke's, and that was likely Wernicke's was present at the time of enrollment in the study, and it got worse with nausea and vomiting and some dehydration along with the study. So there's this question mark around this rare neurologic event.